The FBI's search of former President Trump's estate in Florida has been met with a barrage of attacks in conservative media. On his Westwood One radio show, Fox News host Mark Levin said this.
What the Biden administration did today was a shot between the eyes of this republic.
On Fox News, captions declared, quote, Biden's FBI ransacks home of potential 2024 opponent, of course, referring to Donald Trump. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has been monitoring all of this and joins us now. Hi, David.
Hey, Elsa.
Hey. Okay, so just listening to those couple examples right there, it sounds as if conservative media is portraying the FBI search as just like, I don't know, dirty politics from the Biden administration. Are you seeing that pretty widely from conservative outlets right now?
Yeah, I'd say aside from a small handful of outfits and figures that have written off former President Trump and who have been written off by former President Trump, it's been pretty lockstep. It's been consistent. It's been dire. It's been intense, at times even a little apocalyptic, even suggestive of violence. You had Buck Sexton, a popular conservative talk show host, go on Fox yesterday evening and describe it as a kind of preemptive coup. Steven Crowder, who's got millions of followers on YouTube for his conservative right-wing commentaries, racked up about a half million at this moment for something he put out about 6 hours ago, saying this is war. And all this stuff plays into the claims of the deep state, the idea that federal officials and the bureaucracy and even federal professionals who are in their own minds trying to make nonpartisan decisions and policies in place are acting against the interests of you, the right-thinking Americans, and of Donald Trump. And let's be clear. President Biden has said, and the White House has said, he learned about all this from press reports, that he was not involved in Justice Department actions. The Attorney General has repeatedly said, Merrick Garland, he's holding Biden and the White House at great arm's length on all of these investigations, and no reporting has proven otherwise.
Okay. Well, in the middle of all this, let's talk about the most important player still in right-wing media. That's Fox News. What else are you seeing on Fox at the moment?
Well, you know, this came out early yesterday evening, and what you saw were the next 5 hours were their most popular primetime hosts, all of them opinionators, and each one after the other going after the Biden administration and coming to the defense of Donald Trump as a victim in your place protecting you. And let's hear what, for example, Laura Ingraham had to say late last night.
When we get power back, it's time to hold everyone accountable. The military leadership, the civilian leadership, the civil service, those in Congress who've abused their power, all of them have to be held accountable, all of them.
And let's remember that phrase, when we get power back, there's no differentiation in her mind between the Trump campaign, potentially for 2024, and folks at Fox News and the viewers.
And would you say that this is all kind of expected reaction from Fox?
Well, I got to say, you know, the Murdochs in recent days have guided Fox News to a less of a intense embrace of Trump in recent weeks. The House Select Committee on 1-6 has been so damning in what it found on Trump's actions and inaction around that day and about his lies about election fraud that you saw some distance being established and some embrace instead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a potential competitor for Trump for the Republican nomination in 2024. Instead, what you saw over the last 24 hours was a snap back into a full Trump defense, even as some of their journalists did point out that, you know, this is something that would be undertaken by the Justice Department only with careful review ahead of time. And that, of course, Justice Department has to lay out what its justification was for this.
Right. And so, David, as we're learning more about what this search was about, I'm curious, what will you be looking for?
Well, there's the question, of course, of whether future disclosures change anything in the rhetoric we see. But in reality, you watch this in some ways for the talking points for the professionals in politics, for those who want to support Trump or want to be supported by him. And also the talking points, you know, you're seeing in real time being delivered for the former president's rank and file supporters as they look for reasons to hold on to him ahead of the potential next White House run.
That is NPR's David Folkenflik. Thank you, David.
You bet.